It's no secret the U.S. housing market is slumping, and millions of Americans are just a paycheck away from foreclosure. It was only a matter of time before scam artists would find new ways to swindle these desperate homeowners. The latest scheme is something called a foreclosure rescue. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, it preys on people who are willing to do just about anything to keep from losing everything.
Gloria Johnson bought her house in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn in 2001. It was her first home, a three-story, two-family affair with a nice yard in the back where she had put a swing set and some small plastic tables for the children who attend her daycare center. Gloria takes me out into the backyard because she's embarrassed about what happened to her. She doesn't want to talk about how close she came to losing her house in front of her staff. It started when she fell 2 months behind in her mortgage payments and started to call around to see if there was a bank that would help her refinance.
Everybody was telling me, you know, no, they couldn't help me because my credit wasn't the best. And then this place said that they could help me. So I was like, oh, okay. You know, I think I was running more on fear. I should have took my time, spoke to a lawyer, you know, found out my options. But I was scared, honestly. That's the best way I could tell. I was just scared.
The place that seemed to offer refuge was a company called Home Savers Consulting Corporation. Their advertisement in a local newspaper promised to save homeowners from foreclosure, fix their credit in a year, and even give them a little cash in the meantime.
They made everything sound so good. Oh, don't worry, we can help you. Okay. So we agreed to come and sit down and talk. And when we came to talk, I was under the impression that I was doing a loan application.
But the loan application was complicated. Gloria wondered why there were so many papers to sign. It seemed weird.
We were going through the papers, and he just kept, oh, you know, don't worry, it's going to work out for y'all guys. You know, y'all doing a good thing. And I think because he kept talking so much, I think that's why I kept getting a bad feeling.
But since this was the only lender who seemed willing to help her refinance her home, Gloria didn't feel she had much choice. So she signed the papers in spite of her misgivings and went home. She called Home Savers the next morning, saying she wanted out. But when no one called her back, she opened the phone book and started dialing up lawyers.
When I called the lawyer and explained the situation to the lawyer was like, Miss, I think they swindled you out of your house. And I was like, what?
Gloria Johnson still gets teary just talking about it. The lawyer was matter of fact. From her description of all the papers she signed, it sounded like she hadn't refinanced her home, but in fact had sold it. The Foreclosure Prevention Project works out of ramshackle offices just a stone's throw from the federal courthouse in Brooklyn. This is the kind of office where all the lawyers wear jeans, do their own Xeroxing, and look like they're still paying off their law school loans. There are empty pizza boxes around. Jessica Addy is one of the project's co-directors. She was Gloria Johnson's lawyer.
What she had done unknowingly was transfer her home to some, what we call, straw buyer. He paid off her mortgage, which was $240,000, and he got a new mortgage for $425,000.
The straw buyers are an important part of the foreclosure rescue scam. They lend their identities and good credit to the operation and get a fee in return. The straw buyers never live in the house and never intended to. The scammers ask homeowners to sign over the deed of their house for a year, while a so-called foreclosure consultant helps them repair their credit. They promise them that they can live in their houses mortgage-free and then after a year, buy their houses back. What their victims don't know is that the scammers work with straw buyers to take out a bigger mortgage that essentially cashes out any equity in the house.
These cases are very difficult to undo because the people who get to take out the cash often disappear. You can't find them, you can't find the money, and the property is left encumbered by a huge mortgage.
Here's the surprising part. It isn't your stereotypical con artist who's doing all of this. More often than not, it's some real estate professional, some above-board mortgage professional who might have been in the business honestly for years, who saw a chance to make big money and took it.
We've seen a lot of them are people who used to work in mortgage companies, are either set up a separate business or doing this on the side. We see them operating out of real estate companies. I think it's so profitable because you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars with one deal. I even heard that they were giving seminars teaching people how to do these scams at one point.
FBI Assistant Director Mark Michon, who oversees the New York Bureau's mortgage fraud investigations, agreed.
It's a mix. You have people who live their entire so to speak, professional lives as con men or con persons, but we do have others who have been crossed over, so to speak, to the dark side.
Gloria Johnson has one of those rare happy endings. When Jessica Addy filed suit against Home Savers, they got scared and sent Gloria back her money and her deed. Gloria, for her part, says she's learned her lesson. If you look in her savings account, there's always enough money to cover 4 months of mortgage payments. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.